just, that's kidding me, I hold my pillow for you to sleep. Last March, I received a phone call from my sister telling me that my parents were not in good health. So I went to see Mr. Roach to ask if I can take my sabbatical to go back to Taiwan to be with my family. I'm so grateful for his understanding of my situation, even if it's such a short notice. He understands the importance of family because he treats everyone in our community as his family member. I was half worried and half excited. It was really hard for me to leave my students and advisees. I want to be there for them, but I knew my family needed me more this time. In the past few years, I tried my best to be a good teacher, and I feel so guilty I never been a good doctor or a good sister. The exciting part was that I was away from home for 30 years, and this was the first time I ever get to spend more than 3 weeks of summer vacation with my family. When I first come back to Taiwan the first month, I encountered a lot of culture shocks. The place I call my hometown has become a strange place for me. Everything was familiar for me was not the same anymore. I have been a teacher for so long, not being able to teach made me feel like I'm losing a part of myself. I was so used to living such a busy life, I didn't know what to do with all these free time. So in order to feel like myself again, I started to attend a lot of Chinese and language conferences. I visited different departments of college, and I networking with other professors. I thought that keeping myself busy, then I will not be wasting my precious sabbatical time from this approach. And I totally forgot the main reason why we went to Taiwan. Until one day, I got a text message from my sister telling me that my father was being dark while I was at the National Taiwan Festival Conference. At that moment, I couldn't hear any noises around me. I could only hear my heart beating so loudly. On my way rushing to the hospital, I realized there's nothing more important than being by my father's side. My father is my hero. He is the most influential person in my life. He told me everything about how to become a decent human being. He was the chairman of the law regulation of Taiwan. So the government assigned a car and a driver for his service. Whenever he had meetings in Taipei, the drivers would take me to school. I remember when I was in college one day, the driver was like 5 minutes late to pick me up. I was so upset. As soon as he showed up, I started yelling at him. My father sent me back to my room. He said, "If you don't even know how to treat people with respect, you don't deserve an education." He told me all the privilege I enjoyed was due to his contribution to my country, not because of me. I had to earn my own privilege and respect. He told me to appreciate everyone who worked hard to make my life easy. He told me nobody is better than anyone else and just contribute in a very different way. He told me to treat everybody with dignity without prejudice. When I first came to St. Nicholas in 2006, all I ever cared was becoming the good teacher that my students deserve. I spent 6 years writing a series of textbooks with other four teachers. Every Christmas week, I would be writing lesson plans while my husband took my boys to a speech. Every spring break, I would be conducting teacher training workshop or writing a curriculum for another high school while my husband took care of my boys. I was so busy, I totally forgot. My boys are growing up every year without me being there for them. For 9 straight years, I didn't go back to Taiwan to visit my parents. So I could do more teacher training workshop or student summer camp. I totally forgot they are getting older and weaker every year without me being there for them. There was one afternoon, I was sitting in the living room with my parents chatting. I was telling them I traveled to 23 states and 31 cities to do presentations and workshops. I thought they would be so proud of me. But my mom looked at me and she said, having me sitting there chatting with her, was her happiest moment. I look at her in confusion, the woman who taught me to be independent, to be strong, to be diligent, to endure all the hardship, to give without holding back, was just happy because I was sitting there chatting with her. I thought they want me to be successful. I worked extremely hard to meet their expectations. When I finally got to the hospital, seeing my father lying there in the ER, in bed, made me realize there's nothing. No fame, no fortune is more important than my father's health. I'm willing to exchange everything I'm going to have, exchange everything I have in exchange of their help. Then I realized what my mom meant in the afternoon. That's all they ever wanted for me, to be safe and healthy, because that's I ever wanted for my children as well. I would love to see them be up to their full potential, but I also wanted to know when to stop, when to ask for help, and how to live a better life. If I have to pick between their achievements and their health, I would choose their health without any hesitation. But I feel my parents' wish. My health started to go downhill in a couple of years ago. I would have to go to the bathroom in the middle of class to vomit. My students will pick up my bag and force me to go home, and they will assign themselves homework so I will not be worried. I will go back to the class the day after my surgery because I didn't want to cancel any classes. I thought I was being professional, but I was just abusing my body. My husband said to me, there are thousands of Chinese teachers out there, but our sons only have one mom. And his word made me realize I really need to take better care of myself. So I started to turn down all the information, invitations to do workshops, to do presentations. And at that time, my son Evan was taking a painting class at St. Andrews, and he found it very relaxing. So he suggested me to do painting with him to release my stress. But it just increased the amount of my stress level because I never feel I'm good enough. I will not stop fixing the painting until I make everything perfect. When I was in Taiwan, I went for a checkup, and my doctor said I was too young to have such high blood pressure, and I need to find ways to lower my stress level. Then I realized my sabbatical year was not just for taking care of my parents. It's also for me to stay back and reflect on my life. My doctor reminded me the importance of having a grateful diet. The balance is the key to the rainbow diet. Our body benefits from different nutrition and colors. And it's something that kept me. It is so important to have a rainbow diet for our physical health. Then why can't we have a rainbow diet for our mental health? Our body and mind benefit from variety. So if we can prioritize our life into three different categories, the things that we must do, the things we should do, and the things we could do. Not everything is equally important. So make sure you have a rainbow week. Do different things to change up your routines. Learn new things to energize yourself. Be nice to yourself. Write a journal. Listen to the music. Sing a song. Do a silly dance. Or learn a Chinese song. Take a walk, enjoy this beautiful campus. Be your own best friend. In Taiwan, my parents' house, they do not have Wi-Fi. So I learned to live without internet. Wow. I learned to slow down, and I learned less is more. I took painting classes, okay, right? But this time, I actually enjoyed the process instead of stress about the result. And I realized what really matters is what you are doing to yourself and for yourself. We all have our own weakness and strengths. Nobody's perfect. We all wear so many different hats in our life. Make sure you wear one just for you. Making yourself a priority once in a while is not selfish, it's necessary. I would like to invite all of you to have a mental sabbatical with me now. Please close your eyes. Let your mind be as safe and stress free. Imagine there is a beautiful rainbow in the sky. What would your seven powers represent? What do you choose to do in order to maintain a balanced life? Did you find your rainbow? I hope you do. Confucius talks about self-cultivation. Self-cultivation is to create your own identity, your belief, your values, to define your own mindset, and to be honest with yourself. Very little is needed to be happy. It's only in yourself, in the way of thinking. The most important words are the ones you choose when talking to yourself. You build yourself up when your self-talk is positive, encouraging, understanding, and kind. Take a moment to build yourself up every day. When you feel good about yourself, it makes it easier to treat others well. Only when you know how to be kind to yourself can you be a kind friend. Only when you know how to be a good friend can you be a good member of the home. A healthy community comes from healthy individuals. So if you care about global warming, you can start by turning off the light when you leave a room. Turning off the water when you finish showering. If you want to be respectful, clean after yourself. Do not create more work for others. If you want to be kind, lift each other up. I'm so grateful for this community. I'm grateful for all the faculty helping raise my sons. I'm grateful for my students, advisors, and colleagues helping grow. I'm very grateful for everyone helping have a smooth transition back to St. Andrews. St. Andrews can be so strong. It's because each one of us is doing our best. At the end, I have invited my students to sing a song. It's a famous poem from Song Dynasty. The poet only wants the loved ones of all people can be safe and healthy. Even if they are separated by thousands of miles, they still share the same beautiful moonlight. The bond we feel as St. Andrews will be in our hearts no matter where we are. Be grateful for what you have. Most importantly, be grateful for who you are. I wish you all and your family a happy Thanksgiving break. Thank you.